Feel the full effect. You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Are you ready for the sounds of springtime like we are? You don't have to wait for spring to do some spring cleaning. At Appliance Discounters, we're starting ours now by drastically discounting our 2014 Samsung appliance inventory. Take advantage of these great buys. A Samsung 26 cubic foot stainless steel French door refrigerator for only $10.99. Or how about a Samsung 4.5 cubic foot high efficiency washer with a matching dryer for only $11.99. And that's for the set. At these low prices, quantities are definitely limited. So hurry in at Appliance Discounters.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Yeah. Leave your worries.
You better get your coat.
On the doorstep.
Don't leave on the doorstep, they'll freeze. Your worries will freeze. And then they thaw out and you got worries
to
again.
The sunny side of the street.
They will do that.
Can you hear a
pitter pat?
And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet.
Is this Dan or is this me or is this Willie Nelson? I get confused.
I think this one is Dan. I switched it up today. Yeah.
Okay.
With those blue on.
They don't tell us, they just, you know, put one in the system.
I'm not afraid. This rover.
What's that thing for? You never can tell, we might meet up with a bear. Yeah. Meet my bare hand.
That's still funny, no matter
how
it is funny. My wife would never laugh at that. She would hear that and not even smile. And I think it's hilarious. Yeah, meet my bare hand. Man, those guys are funny. And you know what? Nobody else has come along and done that poke in the eye, hit you on the head routine, because it would always pale by comparison. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't do that again.
And nowadays, it would be so politically incorrect.
Oh, my goodness. They'd say you're going to cause children to blind each other.
Yeah.
Or to get hurt. Well, what about jackass stuff? That could cause kids to kill themselves.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on this, the 24th day of February. That's the correct way to pronounce it. 2015. Did you call Blind Bob? Is he on the phone?
He's on the phone.
You know what? We're going to start off talking with Blind Bob, then we'll do the Burke segment, because yesterday we spoke with Blind Bob, and we ran out of time, and I didn't get to... I haven't talked to him for a long time. First of all, Blind Bob, welcome again to the show. How are you?
Hey, it's great to be here. Now, always great to be here. I've listened on and off here for the last year and a half. A lot's happened in the last year and a half, too.
Well, Dan started to tell me what happened, Bob.
I'm no longer working, and that's not by my own choice. I was laid off, and...
Now we need to tell people you're totally blind, right?
I'm totally blind.
And you were laid off because you were a cab driver.
Yeah,
and,
right.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding, of course.
Since I couldn't pay for my cab anymore, I was just sunk.
Now, what was it you did before they let you go?
Well, 30 years... For 30 years, I worked in the medical field as a medical transcriber.
Okay.
And
What does that mean?
Well, I used to type up patient reports. The doctors would dictate reports for a patient, their hospital stay, what they were admitted with, what kind of operations they did, what medications they discharged them on.
So you listened to this in a headset, and then you obviously on a Braille keyboard typed it.
No, I used regular. Yeah, I used regular keyboard.
How do you know when you've made a mistake? How do you know?
Like, well, when computers came along, I had spell check, but before that, I had somebody proofread. I had to have somebody proofread the stuff, especially for the lab reports, in case I try to be real careful with that,
even with spell check, I'm fascinated by the fact that you can type. You've never seen letters, okay?
No.
So how do you know, like if you try to type the word there, it's over there, T-H-E-R-E, oh. but you meant to type there, it's their car, not my car.
Right.
And it'll say it's okay because it recognizes the word.
Right. Well, what they do now is that they usually have, like now a doctor dictates it, and Dragon, they, you know, the speech software, they don't need the middle person like me anymore.
So they eliminated you.
Type it. Yeah, that's basically what they've done.
I don't like that.
And anybody that's in it now, basically they just have somebody that decodes, you know, they have certain codes that I won't go into that, you know, go with the diagnoses and different
things.
Well,
there's an actress who was a professional decoder, Dakota Fanning. She was a decoder.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Thanks, everybody.
Right.
Oh, I'm on fire today.
So they did. You're good.
Thank you, Bob.
So what they do now is they have, somebody can go through, and if they see an error, they can just correct it. Well, a blind person can't do that. You can't just look at the screen and correct it. So basically, those that are in, blind people that are still in transcription are there by the grace of God. And, you know, they don't even train people for that. To do that anymore.
Well, I know exactly what you're talking about. My dad, for a long time, was called a compositor in a printing room, and he put metal type together for the presses. Well, there is no more metal type.
No.
So he was completely out of work and didn't have another skill, and it was a bad deal. So how long did you work for this place?
I worked there. Well, altogether, I worked for... Actually, I've been blessed. I've had a bunch of different jobs. A lot of blind people can't say that.
Yeah.
But I had several different jobs in the medical field.
I'll tell you who else can't say. A lot of mute people can't say that.
You're right.
Oh, my goodness.
A lot of deaf people, yeah.
Thank you.
A lot of deaf people have trouble hearing it.
Yeah, that's not as funny, Bob.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not going easy on you because you're blind.
It went over on a lead balloon.
Yes, it did.
It's hard to do.
So you've been working, how old are you?
I am 60 now.
Okay.
And I went, from there I went to factory job. I went to the Lighthouse for the Blind.
Okay, I'm familiar with that.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that.
After about 6 years, they said, well... Along with 20-plus other people, they let us all go. So now, right now, I'm just taking it easy. I would like, you know, I wouldn't mind going back to work part-time, but actually, I didn't realize how good I was at being lazy.
Now, what do you do with your time now?
Today, Dan, actually, I had only been home for like 30 minutes because a good friend that plays beeper ball with me, well, actually, she's been my driver for like 20 years, is a part of what they call the Telephone Pioneers. And they used to they're involved in a lot of different things, to make a long story short. Now they used to repair machines that blind people use to read their books.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of that's changed too, because now all the machines are digital. And they don't need, you know, there are not many moving parts, so they don't need to take these machines apart to work on them. But, I got involved with them when I went to tell them about beeper ball and how much I've enjoyed it for the last 20-plus years. And, you know, it was more a public relations thing.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. This is kind of a personal question.
Oh, you can ask me anything.
You're not
you
ready. And before I do that, let me say something to you about you, okay? If I'm ever blind, I want to be you. I want to be like you. You were blind since birth?
Yes.
That's a lot different.
Well, be sure if my boss, my former boss is listening, I hope he is, maybe they'll hire me back.
Well, they're nuts if they don't, and I'll tell you why. With a guy like you, and I know it's different when you lose your sight and you've been sighted, and Now, the upside to that is you have a reference. You have a reference point. You know what red means, and you know what your wife looks like, and you know what if somebody says, "Oh, look, there goes a Silverado pickup truck," you know what
right.
it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
That's the upside. The downside is the dark depression that would come from losing all of that and the inability to function, because you've been trained since you were born to
You're
function.
You're absolutely right. It is
I couldn't
worse.
Do that. See, I couldn't do that at this age. I would go sit in a corner and poor me, pity party, that would be me. I would like to be as much of a blind Bob as I could be, considering the fact that I hadn't been blind since birth. I admire you so much because your attitude is better than mine, and I can see. Okay, now I've seen 15 ophthalmologists. I'm about to see the 16th in Tampa, Florida, probably this spring or summer. The thought of going blind scares me, second only to going to prison. Okay,
right.
And I don't even know that I'd rather go to prison than be blind, because I might get out of prison.
Yeah, okay? Right.
That, I'm not going to get my sight back.
That would change. Yeah.
But I admire you so much, and what I would like, because you've never ever shied away from anything we've ever asked you. I mean, we've had some conversations about some people might have thought it was inappropriate, but they're normal questions that people have about being blind.
You know, I've always felt, Frank, I've always felt, and I, if more people would ask questions, part of the problem, I think the stigma is, one of the reasons people, and this is my own opinion, so, I mean, we can throw it out for discussion. I'd love to have calls on it. If you're blind, if you go blind, you're not going to be driving.
Right.
That will take that away from you right away. Now, if you lose your arm, they have prosthetics.
Right.
If you lose a leg, you have prosthetics.
Right.
If you lose your eye, you lost your eye. And you ain't going to be driving nowhere, or you better not be.
Driving's the least of it, Bob.
Well,
I know
that. But you know, I guess where I'm going with that is I've seen too many people that have lost their vision, and I've heard these, you know, people who live in the country, your relatives, oh, hey, you go blind, I'll take you wherever you need to go. Well, you know what? That lasts for about 3 weeks.
Right.
And when they find out that your schedule doesn't meet theirs, or yours doesn't meet theirs for that matter, you ain't going nowhere, you know?
Yeah.
But that to me is the first thing, because you lose your freedom. It's like, you wanna go out and grab some milk for your grandson.
No.
I guess I won't be going out to grab the. I forgot. I can't drive anymore.
No. Bob, to me, it would be becoming totally and completely dependent on other people, and that's the part I couldn't deal with.
Bob. That would be rough. That would be rough, and that's why I've always said it's worse for people that lose their vision, that have had it. And I think that's the scary part for all people who, well, for anyone that can get around and I've been lucky, I've been blessed. I mean, I'm not talking that right now. I'm not talking like I feel sorry for anyone or even me or, you know, and I've had people that have gone blind that have called me and just for me to be a sounding board. I'm going through that right now. My aunt has lost her vision.
How old is your aunt?
My aunt is 80 now.
If I lose my sight, Bob, I will call. You'll be one of the first calls I'll make.
Oh, you absolutely.
And I would want to spend. I would want to spend every minute talking to you that you would give me to spend. Well, now, let me ask you a question about this being out of work. You want to go back to work? Are you a wealthy man? Are you of average means, or what's the story?
Well, right now, because of I guess I would consider myself average. My wife is still working.
Yeah.
And God love her, you know, she She works hard at what she does, and she is sighted. I managed to somehow, you know, rooch some sighted gal, and maybe I got her drunk. I don't know.
I met you, and I met her. Long
right.
time
Right. You
long
have
time
met
ago.
Them both. Yeah. You have met her.
And she's the nicest woman, and this is what's so interesting to me. And I've said this to you before. You have no idea what your wife looks like, which is kind of a blessing. Because,
oh, I bet I do.
Well,
never mind.
Your hands have told
After
the story.
After 30 years, I better.
But what I'm saying is, the good thing about that is, you could never judge anybody on the way they look because
no.
you don't know how they look.
No.
You judge them on what they say and their character,
right?
And whether they lie to you or tell you the truth or nice to you or rude to you or
right.
Do you use a cane?
Yes, I do.
Is it an electronic beeping cane?
No, huh? It's a no. regular. I can't afford that.
Now you say you have a driver. What does that mean?
I have a what?
A driver. You said your driver. Earlier.
The driver I mentioned. Her name is Sharon, and she has driven me back and forth from Beeper Ball for 20 years.
Just because she wants to.
Just because she wants to.
Yeah, she's going
and
to hell.
And she got. I don't even know how she got my name because. When she's gone, you know, she's gone during the summer for part of the time, then Jeannie drives me or, you know, I've had other people, you know.
Now, how old is this Sharon?
Oh, she's, let's see, how old is she? And if I give her age, if she's listening right now,
well,
give her age.
Well, just a rough guess.
She's in her 70s.
Okay. When you're in the car, and I'm sure you have been with women that sound, you know, kind of hot and you like their voices. Do you ever, as a passenger, just reach over and grab their breast and act like it's an accident? Act like you meant to reach for the cup holder.
That,
I was trying to reach the cup holder. I'm sorry.
Right.
You squeeze your breast.
Well, see, the thing is, Sharon knows me too well by now. She'd say, you know that's not the cup holder.
Yeah. But maybe you really are going for the cups holders.
Right, the cups
holders. The double cup
right.
holders.
Right. Oh, wrong cup. Sorry.
I could talk to you for hours and hours and hours, and maybe we'll just do that over time.
You know,
I hate that it's been so long.
You know, if we get a chance to do that, I don't want to bore your whole audience.
No, you can never bore them.
I would love to do that. I would love to do just the whole show.
We're going
to
do it.
Hey, Bob.
And do that.
We're going
to
do it.
I wonder if, like, Lighthouse for the Blind or any blind organization would consider hiring you as some sort of a counselor for people to come in and talk about being blind, people
people that are about to lose their sight.
Yeah, about to lose their sight or anything like that.
Or just lost it. Or children who need to hear from somebody who was born blind. I'm with Dan. I can't believe there's not an organization that wouldn't jump at the chance to get you.
See what happens. See, I'd love to do that, but I don't have the, you know, now it's all degree-oriented. You have to have 18 years of college.
Now, that's nonsense. Let me tell you something. I could teach a class, and I think there are a few classes that I could teach better than probably the people who teach it.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't even want to go there because that's my feeling, too.
Now, let me ask you this, and you don't have to answer it, but I think a lot of people would want to know, and for more than just personal reasons, what kind of money, salary, if you go back to work, would you need to feel like, you know, okay.
You know, well.
Even
okay.
part-time, what would you need?
See, for me to keep my, what happens is many of the jobs, if I started off, I'd need to keep my blind pension and my Social Security. But if what I could do or what I would do is start off at $9 an hour, and for me to keep those benefits, I would actually help the company because I wouldn't have to take any raises.
And you don't want to make as a cap that you don't
right.
want to go.
Yeah. Out. Oh my goodness! If I do that, the state and Social Security would come. See, that's one of the reasons I keep changing here. But see, that's one of the reasons that halt blind people from going into work because if they go to work, they don't make enough to live. But if they go over their cap, if they make money and go over a certain limit,
then they lose the other income.
Security comes after you.
And they lose that income.
And they lose that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's tough
exactly
one.
How it works.
Hey, back to riding and
oh yeah, go ahead, Dan. I'm sorry, I keep
no, it's all right.
You.
I'm jumping around too. Have you used Call a Ride or anything?
Oh, I do. Public? I do indeed.
Okay,
yes,
do
sir.
Do you get
I'm not proud. I'm not too proud, and I would give them a lot of. You know, a lot of people complain about them. I've had no trouble with them.
Do you get a break being blind? Does Bi-State give blind people a break?
Yeah, they subsidize. I mean, I ride it. I can ride it for $4 one way.
Okay.
I know, that's a great. I'm glad you mentioned this. I'm glad Dan mentioned this. We're going to have to take
I'm glad he did, too.
Let me ask you something. Let's just say you're going to leave the house. Give me an example of a kind of place you would go regularly. Where would you go? Call a ride. And where would it take you? Where would you get off?
Well, a good example is Thursday night. I won't mention the name of the business because they don't advertise.
Thank you.
Well, and they probably don't have, I don't know if they would have the right. I'm going to see a couple of my blind friends, one of my blind friends, play Thursday night.
Play what?
Play guitar.
Okay.
What will happen is I have friends picking me up. Now, I could take Call a Ride there, but what I do is I call in advance. I have to call 3 days in advance. I have to have the address and the time that I want to come back home. And I have to be ready 15 minutes ahead of time, the time they give me, and 15 minutes after the time I'm scheduled.
Okay. But what I want to get to, let's say your friend takes you to see your other friend play. You get out of the car, and I'm sure this has happened, where you go somewhere and you don't have someone standing there waiting for you.
Right.
How do you get... where you've got a stick, right?
Right.
This is what blows me away. That you get around and find you're on a street. How do you know what direction you're going? I mean, you have some little GPS thing beeping or telling you you're going north, south, turn here. Is there
no,
a destination?
What I would have done if they were not going with me, a lot of times if I mention to the driver, you know, I've never been here before, and you never know where they're going to drop you off because of parking, you know, where they have to park.
Right.
They may park one place one time, but they can't let you off at the same place the next time because, you know, that place wasn't available.
All right, so how do you know where you are?
Usually I will tell them that I don't know where I will be. And they will, many times, if you are nice to them, they will help you to the door.
From the parking place?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Now, we're going to go, but I'm going to ask you a couple of questions.
Okay.
And
sure.
one of them, a lot of people are going to not like. And they'll probably be mad at me. First of all, and I'm asking this because this has come up more than once when... in the studio, we've talked about blindness. We've talked about being dead. We talk about everything in here.
Right, I know.
I'm guessing when you pee, you don't stand up because you might miss the thing. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't. I do stand up.
You do?
I do.
And you
it's kind of instinct. You kind of know where to aim. If you,
well,
floor,
you know what? You're blind.
You're blind,
and I don't know how to aim, and I can see, and I still make a mess and splatter and have drops on the rim, and my wife gets mad at me. Now, here's the question nobody else would ask, but I'm going to ask it. Number two, okay? When you're done, how do you know you've completed the job?
The cleaning process?
The wipage.
Thank you. How do you know you've done it right? How do you know?
I guess each person's different, but... what I do is, because I've been blind all my life, I know how much, well, I'll just be honest, how much paper to gauge.
Yeah.
And pull.
Okay.
And since I always wash my hands with soap and water, if there's a problem, which there usually isn't, unless I have a personal problem.
Yeah.
Then I'm good. You know, that's not, it's not an issue.
This is a very difficult question to know how to phrase, but doing that, it's not always consistently the same. Sometimes your system is,
no.
And sometimes it takes more to clean up than others. How do you know when it's all good?
When you,
by touch and feel of paper?
No. When you know you're done, you kind of get an idea of how much you're going to
have to
clean
use.
Up. It's kind of instinct.
Okay.
You know, after so many years. And
do you use, like, moist wipes or paper?
I use paper.
See, that stuns me.
I've talked to people who do use the, have gone to the.
Pian and I use them. It's all we use. It's the greatest. I'm telling you. It's the
really?
Best. Oh, it's the greatest.
Wow. I'll have to do that.
It's yes, best. We highly recommend.
And they make them for
that
adults.
That would be great.
Well,
do they come in a? I mean, are they in a tube or a?
No, they're
a
in
box
a, like a packet, and they come out like a Kleenex, one at a time,
okay.
out of a packet.
Now,
here's the other thing, and I'm so glad I've talked to you about this because you have confirmed that it is possible to take care of hygiene-related matters and not have somebody else have to do it.
Oh yeah, And I'll point out right here, I shave myself. I also...
My goodness, I can't shave without a mirror.
I hate... And to double that, I hate... Well, I don't hate. When I travel, I take that back. I use an electric razor when I travel.
Right.
When I'm at home, I use a regular. That's a man's razor. You know,
that blows me away. That blows me away.
Wow.
You know,
a regular blade with no mirror.
I use what they call. And I know I'm gonna. It's a Gillette. Oh, it's called the Gillette Fusion.
Yeah,
and it uses a battery.
All right, now we're out of time. I'll ask you another quick question.
Yeah,
You don't have any idea what you look like. Do you? Somebody might have said, you got a little bit of a big nose. But you really don't know what you look like.
You know what? And people tell me what I look like, and then it goes right out of my head.
Well, I met you. It's been a while, but I will tell you, you're not very good looking. I'm just going to be honest
with
you. You're not that good looking. And I met your wife, and I thought, I don't get this.
That just goes to show that looks aren't everything.
Well, here's the good news. I'm not either, okay? And I'm okay with it.
And you know what? And I'm shorter, and since the last time you saw me, I have less hair.
Whoa. Well, since the last time you saw me, I have the same less hair. I didn't have it. You didn't know that, but I didn't have any then. I don't have any now. Bob, listen, I love talking to you. And
yeah,
we're gonna
you
make
know
sure.
What? This has been great. And Dan said he was going to call me yesterday, and I said, well, you know, if you don't get to it today, you know, then I'd be ready. But I'd love to have a great discussion.
Here's
with
what we're
going
to do: we're going to dedicate an hour or two one day to callers and letting
just
them call
do that.
And ask.
I want to do that
because you're the guy that will answer anything.
I am. I'm
telling you, Bob. I love you. I admire you. What a great attitude, and I hope you know that you have to have had a tremendous positive influence over your life with a lot of people, especially people who go, man, you're complaining about something. For goodness sakes, you're blind since birth, and look at you. And what a great attitude. You should be proud of that.
Well, thank you. You know, and I love your – and I haven't forgotten any of you. I've just – it's been when I lost my job, it kind of sent me reeling a little bit.
Well, somebody out there, look, somebody out there, surely, you don't need a lot of money. You've made that clear.
Right.
Your part-time job, are you talking full-time or part-time?
I would probably take full if I got it. Although I've gotten spoiled to work, I've gotten spoiled to having some time off.
You know, the other thing could do really well, anybody out there who needs somebody to answer a phone at a business or reception. You're fantastic. You're a communicator. You're a great communicator. You're pleasant. I've called 100 businesses, and I'd rather any of them have you answer the phone than the people that answer the phone.
You know, I was listening yesterday. We were talking about your AT&T and
right.
the and all that. It's like, it's just, you cannot get a hold of a person, and if you do, they're not from here.
Well, I don't know how you would handle the technology of put somebody on hold and transferring them to an extension and all that, but I go back to what Dan hit. In fact, he said it before I said it. I was going to say, I can't think of a better phone counselor or in-person counselor, if they needed to meet with you in person, than you would be for lots of people, for somebody who is lost partial sight or is about to lose all their sight or has already lost their sight or has a child that was born blind. My goodness sakes, parents, and they have a kid born blind. They, oh, my goodness, they got out of their minds. They need to meet you.
And I have a lot of resources they could call.
Okay. Well, I hope somebody's listening who knows of a division of a hospital or a service or an organization that could use somebody like you. And if they do, they get a hold of us, and we can get them in touch with you. Bob, you're the greatest. We're going to have a longer conversation next time. Thank you, Bob. All right,
thank you much. Hey, Ian, take it easy.
Oh.
You didn't get a word in edgewise.
I know.
Yeah, we're listening. We're learning. Right. We're learning. Thank
Thanks,
you, Bob.
All right. Bye-bye.
That guy deserves a round of applause.
Oh, yeah.
Blind Bob.
I love talking about
it. Blind Bob's the greatest. We're going to do that. We're going to take a couple hours one day, because you know that people have questions. Like the question I asked that nobody would ask. Nobody would ask that.
Yeah,
I've never heard anybody ask that.
We've discussed that before off the air.
But not on. I've never heard anybody ever ask. It's just ask. I mean, you know you're wondering. And there's some other things I wonder about.
Right, because he mentioned people describe to him what he looks like. But how do you even
know?
How does he even understand
he can't.
Like, oh, you've
got big ears. Okay, he has felt ears. He knows some are small, some are big. But you can't possibly take, even if he knew you have brown eyes, he doesn't know what brown is. Blue, he doesn't know what that is. What
you
blue?
Can't
what's
reference,
that?
I look like so and so.
I don't know what
you
color
can't.
Means. If they said your hair is a sandy color, what does that mean? I've never sand. What is that? So you're right.
Yeah.
No matter how much they tell him, he has no idea what he looks like. What are you going to say? You've got kind of a reddish complexion. What is red? What does that mean?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. You have to start thinking like somebody who has never seen a color, never seen anything. So they don't have a reference point. Now they have a reference point to kindness or cruelty or a very pleasant voice or a harsh voice, or they can hear anger, they can hear compassion, but he has no idea what he or his wife looks like. And by the way, they're very happy together, and they're a great couple, and she's got to be something really special. So that was Blind Bob, and he's been listening a long time and called many times over the years, but I'm sorry he lost his job. I'm glad we reconnected with him. Well, let's get on to business, and we're way behind. The business of Matheny Heating and Cooling. We'll get caught up. Don't worry. Next hour, on the half hour, Colin Jeffrey's going to come in, and I always like that every Tuesday because he has something, at least something or two, worth hearing about with regard to entertainment. Matheny Heating and Cooling, 73 years, keeping people warm in the winter and cool in the summer. And in those in-between times, the fall and spring, when you can open some windows, unless you live in the woods like I do, and you better not have even the slightest tear in your screen or things are going to come in your house. We can't open the windows between that and a little allergy issue. So we've become very dependent on heating and cooling. And then now you need to, and you're also dependent, by the way, on somebody to take care of it and keep it running. You are. You're dependent on those people. You're dependent on them to be there when you need them. You depend on them to be fair. You depend on them to have pricing that's not out of sight. You depend on them to tell you the truth when they look at your system and not exaggerate the problem so they can charge you more. I've just described Matheny Heating and Cooling, all those things. And they've been doing it a long, long time. And they keep up with technology every year, maybe every month, just like any other technology with phones or computers. The stuff that comes out is more efficient, it's better, it's greater, but it's also more complicated. You need somebody who knows how to work on it. So if it's 100 years old, I don't know of anybody that's got a system working that's 100. Maybe some old steam or oil system, or 2 days old, or it needs to be completely replaced. Matheny, Matheny Heating and Cooling, you'll love them. The website, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Meet me.
Let's check traffic right now. Here's Frank Ladd.
Thanks, Dan. Working with a crash now northbound 141 at Highway 64. The right three lane is blocked. They got a little bit of a backup as folks make their way around it. You can make their way around to the left lane as well as in that right turn lane northbound on 141 at 64. Traffic starting to fill in as well between Hampton and McCausland westbound on Highway 64 headed out of the city. This update brought to you by Choice Hotels. Great endings begin here when you can take two separate trips and earn one night stay free. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and visit choicehotels.com for more details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Frank Ladd. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Tigers can take the lead. Block right, post turns, baseline jump hook. Good! Missouri's got the lead at 64-63.
Today, the Florida Gators invade Mizzou Arena to take on Coach Kim Anderson and our Missouri Tigers.
Top of the key taken by Williams. Now to Schamberger, left side between the circles. Drives it left side, gets to the block, scoops a reverse. Around the rim and in, and Missouri ties it at 41.
Coverage begins at 7:30 p.m., and the tip-off is at 8 on the Big 550.
Bang! He buried it.
KTRS.
ABC Radio presents Business Buzz, brought to you by Regis, the new way to work.
Saving your money. It's easy. Starting in small ways. Get some income and expense tracking software. You'll get a good look at your spending habits and where you can cut back. And when you hit the ATM, stay at your bank. Withdrawal fees outside your network add up quick. Bail on credit cards with annual fees, too. And once in a while, brown bag your lunch. It's cheaper and more healthy.
That's Business Buzz, brought to you by Regis, the new way to work. Call 1-800-OFFICES.
Office space isn't something you think about until you need it. Then it's all you think about. Leases, locations, logistics, every detail takes you away from running your business. But Regis makes it easy. With one call, you can get furnished offices and support staff wherever and for however long you need them. From short term to long term, all on your terms. So let Regis take the hassle and expense out of setting up your office so you can focus on your business. Regis, the new way to work. Call 1-800-OFFICES.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-600-0476. That's 1-800-600-0476. 1-800-600-0476. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The most important purchase you make is a home, and the most important person you need to talk to and hire is a real estate agent. The best in the St. Louis metropolitan area for the last 17 years, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. How's the market?
The market is hot, McGraw. It is not just a buyer's market anymore. It is a perfect storm for buyers and sellers.
So because that's going on, what does that mean for the homeowner or the home seller?
Home prices have raised almost 8% in the last year, but interest rates are still historically low, so it's a great time to buy and sell.
Many people think they can do this themselves.
They think they can. There's so much more than just putting a sign in the yard. So call us. We'll stage your home. We'll give you an evaluation, and we'll give you the up-to-date market analysis as well as the 500 other things that go on with selling real estate.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS, 314-726 sold, or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
Truck lovers, are you ready for winter? Is your truck ready? Pure Performance Automotive Center in St. Charles can get your truck or automobile ready for the harsh winter months that are upon us. With a 20,000 square foot showroom and an expert staff ready to serve you, Pure Performance has all of the extra upgrades that your truck needs, including those specialty items that you just can't get from dealerships. Located just off Highway 70 on Truman Boulevard, Pure Performance stocks a huge selection of wheels, tires, and off-road accessories. If you're looking for tonneau covers or floor mats, if you need better headliners, or lift kits. If your gas vehicle doesn't have the power, fuel mileage, or performance you've come to expect, visit Pure Performance today. As one of the largest independent retail parts and installation stores in the Midwest, Pure Performance is a fully equipped one-stop shop for everything automotive. Pure Performance. Highway 70 and Truman Boulevard in St. Charles. Pure Performance. 636-946-8554. PurePerformance.com. At Granite Busters, they make it easy to say yes.
Right now until March 9th, it's the Granite Busters Why Wouldn't I sale.
With no-nonsense bottom-line pricing, starting at just $29.99 per square foot installed.
And when you buy 50 or more square feet of granite countertops, you'll get the following three items absolutely free.
A stainless steel undermount sink, valued at $350, free.
A sink crate, valued at $100, free.
A complete plumbing hookup, valued at $250,
free.
That's $700 worth of extras,
absolutely free.
Stop in and check out over 125 different colors and styles and pick out the perfect slab for your kitchen at the Granite Busters Design Showroom and 20,000 square foot double warehouse at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold.
Call now to schedule an appointment at 636-322-2344. That's 636-322-2344.
Or visit online at granitebusters.com.
The Why Wouldn't I sale is going on now
at Granite Busters.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Managing depression. It's about getting you back to you. If you're still experiencing feelings such as depressed mood and lack of energy, whether or not you're taking an antidepressant, the Forward studies may be an option. They're evaluating an investigational drug designed to work with antidepressants to see if it can help address unresolved symptoms of depression. To learn more, call 888-44-MERCY. That's 888-446-3729 or visit forwardstudies.com.
Do you remember a time when there was a market on every corner? Those days are long gone, but some of those family markets still exist, like Menino's Market in Cottonville. It's on the corner of Highway N and Highway N, catty corner to St. Joseph's Catholic Church. You want fresh produce. You want catering. You want fresh, warm French bread every single day? Menino's Market. Check it out. And don't forget about their holiday pies. Menino's Market for everything in Cottonville on the corner of Highway N and Highway N, Menino's Market.
Broadway Ford Truck Sales has the all-new 2015 F-150, the toughest, smartest, and most capable F-150 ever. Give us a call at 314-241-9140 or online at BroadwayTruck.com.
Get to Subway and experience better for you and great tasting grilled chicken strips on your favorite sandwich, like the sweet onion chicken teriyaki or chicken and bacon ranch melt. Subway, eat fresh.
Song. I kind of like this song. I don't know why.
Eddie Money?
Yeah, I watched a little of The Voice last night.
I did too.
You know what? It's the best now of these America's Got Talent, American Idol. I like it. I like it a lot. Hey, Beyond, play the tail end of that commercial we just played. The last 10 seconds.
The corner of Highway N and Highway N, Menino's Market.
The corner of Highway N and Highway N.
Huh.
Are there two N's?
I don't know. So you're saying it's on N.
The corner of, play it again.
The corner of Highway N and Highway N, Menino's Market.
Huh. It's crystal clear. The corner of Highway N and Highway N. Wow, that's some intersection.
Maybe there is.
I'm not experienced in Cottonville. I don't know.
Maybe they have N and it intersects with N.
I think N is not Cottonville. N is...
O'Fallon.
O'Fallon, yeah.
St. Peter, St. Charles County. Yeah. That's in St. Charles County, too. N goes all the way through.
Yeah. Oh, it does.
But is there an N that intersects it? And if there's not, how long do you think this commercial's been playing? Months? A couple months?
I'm not sure.
Highway N and Highway N.
It's been a while. Play it one more time just to make sure.
The corner of Highway N and Highway N, Menino's Market.
At the corner of Highway N and Highway N.
Huh.
Maybe we'll just have to call them and ask them if they're at the corner of Highway N.
Yeah, where are
Highway
you?
N. Somebody could call them. Meninos, that's easy. Call them, let us know. Say you're at the corner of Highway N and Highway N, and if they are, that's a pretty interesting layout.
Oh, the phone lines are lit up. Maybe we're the stupid ones here.
Well, we could be. I'm not saying there's no such thing. I'm saying it's curious. I'm very interested if that's the case. Because it'd be the first town I know of where at the corner of Maine and Maine, you know, it's
right
at the corner of Laclede, at the corner of Skinker and Skinker.
Cottleville.
Well,
I mean, that would be very confusing to people if there were
but
two
it wouldn't,
ends.
Because they would intersect at one spot. They could only intersect at one point.
Okay, somebody just called and said right there where the market, where Menino's Market is, it's a 90-degree turn to Highway N. So N goes...
So it is at the corner of N and N.
It is correct.
Yeah.
Well, we're fact checkers.
There you go.
We're fact checkers.
So there you go.
We're on it. So it makes a 90-degree turn. It actually can be the corner of N and N.
Yeah.
All right. Now we know. I got a...
How could we ever doubt McGraw?
Oh, I didn't think it was a mistake
Well,
we doubted a guy that's on TV.
I just got a text that somebody says it makes a 90-degree turn. So that is correct. You never doubt anybody on TV. TV people. That's rock solid.
They know their stuff.
Solid credibility. I got an email from somebody that said, I wish you'd ask Blind Bob about dreams. We did a couple of years ago.
Yes,
we asked him about dreaming, and that's something we need to do again because I don't remember. I know he said he does dream. It's not the way we dream. He doesn't see people. He sees shapes and light and dark and shadowy whatever. We'll have to ask him again. The Yard Sale, the most popular radio show on the weekend in this town and probably the United States, the First Community Credit Union, Big 550 Yard Sale, will not be heard this Saturday. I'm taking more. Yeah, I know. I knew. I know. I feel the same way. Out of my hands, out of Paul Warner's hands, out of First Community's hands, it will return March 7th. 1 week from Saturday, it'll be back on at its regular time. 7 to 9 o'clock with Paul Warner, and you need to understand that show is one sponsor, First Community Credit Union. They make it happen. They make a lot of things happen. They make great rates happen. They make it easy to do all your banking either in person at one of their 40 locations or at the drive-through or online. It's an easy website to navigate. I do it even. I just paid a bill the other day online, and if I can do that, wow. Because I'm not good at a lot of that stuff, bookkeeping type stuff. It's a terrific place to bank. And even though the word bank is not in the name, don't let that bother you at all. Believe me, it's a lot better place to bank than a lot of places that are called banks. So here's what you do. You close out your accounts wherever else you're banking now, even another credit union, because this is the largest one in the St. Louis area, really stable, really secure, really solid, over 40 locations.